This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, destruction is definitely fixed in this drama. You have to become Karmateet before destruction takes place. Question. Which words spoken by the Father attract you a great deal when you are in front of him in person? Answer. When you are in front of the Father in person and he says the words, "You are my children," it attracts you a great deal. You enjoy it very much when you hear this personally. Madhuban attracts all of the children because it is God's family here. This is the gathering of Brahmins. Brahmins only exchange this knowledge with each other. Song. Our pilgrimage is unique. Om Shanti. You children know that you are going on an imperishable spiritual pilgrimage. You will not return to this land of death from this pilgrimage. People don't know that there can be such a pilgrimage from which we don't have to return here. You lucky stars now know this. Remember this very firmly. We souls are playing our parts. In other plays, you would not say, "I, a soul, wore this costume and played this part, and am now returning home." They consider themselves to be bodily beings. Here, you children have the knowledge that you are souls, and that you will shed the costumes of your bodies and take others. These costumes are 84 births old. You will shed them and take new costumes in that new world. Lakshmi and Narayan are wearing new costumes. They belong to your kingdom. You will go and also wear such new divine costumes. Here you say, "I am without virtues. I have no virtues." Only the Father makes you virtuous. He says, "I have the part of coming to make you viceless too. This land is a land of the bondage in life, the kingdom of Ravan." How you become pure from impure and then impure from pure is in your intellect. You children know that the Iron Age is darkness. It is now the end of the kingdom of Ravan, and the kingdom of Rama is about to begin. It is now the Confluence Age. The Father has to come at the Confluence Age of the cycle. People of the world also understand that it is now the time of destruction, and that God is somewhere in an incognito form for the sake of establishment. Even you souls are in incognito forms. Each soul is distinct from his body. These human costumes are your incognito dress. Even the Father has to enter this body. You have names given to your bodies, whereas he doesn't even have a body. You are souls, and he is also a soul. The soul now has attachment to souls. It is remembered, "I will break away from everyone else and connect myself to you alone." Just as you are the conqueror of attachment, so we will become the same. Baba is the complete conqueror of attachment. There are so many children who have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, only comes to destroy this old world. Therefore, how could he have attachment? Only when impure ones have been destroyed can there be the kingdom of peace. At this time, no one has happiness. All are tamo-pratan and experiencing sorrow. This is an impure world. Shiv Baba comes and establishes heaven, which is called Shivalay. Shiv Baba establishes the kingdom of the deities, and that is the living Shivalay. The Shivalay that has an image of Shiva is non-living. You now understand that Lakshmi and Narayan truly were the masters of heaven, that they were worthy of worship, and that they are now becoming that once again. You now have this knowledge, and so you no longer go to a temple of Lakshmi and Narayan to bow down to them. You will go to their kingdom in the living form. You know that you were deities, and that you are no longer that. Images are created of those who existed in the past. Birla has built the most temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, you have to do service of him too. Tell him, we will tell you the story of the 84 births of Lakshmi and Narayan, to whom you built those temples. Give him this gift with tact. Baba shows you many ways of doing service. Mothers should go and tell them. You build temples to them, but you don't know their life story. We know this and can explain it to you. Those who explain have to do it in a very interesting way. The father too sits here and explains to you. Baba says, if you don't have permission to come, sit at home and remember me. You know that you are Shiv Baba's children. You receive Murlis anyway. It is not that if you came here, your pilgrimage of remembrance would be better, and that when you sit at home, your pilgrimage of remembrance is less. Clouds come to be refreshed. You too come here to be refreshed. You want to come to Baba personally. When you souls listen to this knowledge directly, you enjoy it. But it is the same thing. You children can see how Shiv Baba sits here and says to you, children, you belong to me. You have played your parts of 84 births. You come into the cycle of birth and death, whereas I don't. I don't take rebirth. I am not even beyond birth. I do come, but I enter an old body. You souls enter the bodies of babies. I come down from the supreme region to play my part. I don't enter the womb of a vicious person. You call out to me. You are the mother and you are the father. No one can be my mother or father. I simply take the support of a body to play my part. You call out to me to remove your sorrow and give you happiness. I have now come personally in front of you. I am speaking to you souls. Here, all of you are Brahmins. When you go outside, you become swans and storks. Here, in Madhuban, you only have the company of Brahmins. Your chit-chat amongst yourselves is only of this knowledge. You are establishing your own kingdom. Baba has come and advises you to continue to tell one another the way to remember the Father. Even at meal times, continue to signal one another to remember the Father. This is a very big gathering. There, vicious ones live with you. Therefore, there is that pull. Here, there is no one's pull. Warriors live with warriors. This is your family. Your intellects are only aware of having to give the Father's introduction to whoever you meet. Continue to remember God. There are two fathers, and even though they have worldly fathers, they continue to remember God. Those are worldly fathers. They cannot be called God the Father. This one is the Father from beyond this world. You definitely have to receive an inheritance from the God the Father. Continue to buzz this knowledge in this way. You are Brahmins. Even sannyasis buzz knowledge of the happiness of this world, being like the droppings of a crow. There is so much sorrow. They are hatha yogis who belong to the path of isolation. Their religion is separate. You know that we remain very happy and pure in the Golden Age. You know that when it was the kingdom of deities, there was the pure family path in Bharat. Those who were pure have become impure. People continue to call out, "O purifier, come." However, they then say that God is omnipresent, that they will go and merge into the light. They don't even believe in rebirth. There are many different opinions. Day by day, the population continues to grow. You also have to tell them how even the number of sannyasis is growing. Even the number of sannyasis who remain naked is growing. By staying in whatever religion they belong to, their final thoughts lead them to their destination. For instance, the final thought of those who practice studying the scriptures leads them to their destination. Then in the next birth, they are able to learn the scriptures by heart in their childhood. The Father now says, "Renounce all the things of body consciousness, such as I am so-and-so, or this or that. Consider yourselves to be bodiless souls and remember the Father. While seeing this body, don't see it. Renounce all bodily relations, including your own bodies. Have the faith that each of you is a soul and remember God. This takes a lot of time. Maya doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance. Otherwise, it should be very easy for those who are in the stage of retirement." The Father himself says, "Whether you are young or old, it is now the stage of retirement for you all. On the one hand, destruction will take place. And on the other hand, some will continue to take birth. Those who have to take rebirth will continue to come. You understand that children will be born and destruction will also take place. Some will still be in the womb and others will be elsewhere. But everyone will be destroyed. They will all settle their accounts and return home. There will have to be severe punishment if any karmic accounts remain. They will then be lightened. It shouldn't be that you stay in yoga and also continue to commit sin. Some children continue to write their charts and also say that Maya made them dirty their faces. If Maya defeated them, they would be called weak. The father explains, just think that you are only here for a few more days and that you will then return home. Everything is to be destroyed. The father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Continue to examine your chart. To how many do I show the path? And how many do I inspire to make effort? Become a helper by doing spiritual service with your body, mind, and wealth. Some say that they are unable to control their minds. The soul is peaceful. I, this soul, will go and sit in my supreme region. There won't be any thoughts of this world. It isn't that you have to close your eyes and become unconscious. Many learn such things. They remain unconscious for 10 to 15 days. They practice this and then wake up after so many days. It is as though they have a time bomb. The time is preset for it to go off after so many hours. You children know that you are having yoga. When your tamo-pratan rubbish is removed and you have become sato-pratan, you will then leave your bodies. We are now on the pilgrimage of yoga. We have received this much time. We will then have to shed our bodies and everything will be destroyed. The time for the end is fixed, when everyone will shed their body and return home like a swarm of mosquitoes, and destruction will take place. You will reach your karmatit stage and destruction will begin. The scenes of destruction are very horrific. This is definitely fixed in the drama. You understand that your stage must remain constant and stable. You should remain constantly cheerful and happy. This world has to be destroyed. You know that destruction takes place every cycle at the confluence age. It isn't just through bombs, but even natural calamities help a great deal. Therefore, it should remain in the intellects of you children that you now have to return home. The more you remember Baba, the more your sins will be absolved and the higher status you will claim. Charity begins at home. You should try to do this. A kumari is one who uplifts her parents' home and her in-laws' home. This means charity begins at home. Remain engaged in doing service and tell them. Shiv Baba says, remember me and you will receive the inheritance. This is a straightforward matter. Remember me, Alpha, and the inheritance of heaven is yours. You will become the masters of the world. Therefore, if you want to receive your inheritance, remember me. It is the duty of you children to give this message. You also gave it previously. You have to tell them that destruction is just ahead. After the Iron Age, the Golden Age will come. Only the Father comes and gives you your inheritance. Ravan makes you into the residence of hell, whereas the Father comes and makes you into the residence of heaven. This story is about Barrett. The people of Barrett have to be awakened. First of all, go and explain at the temples to Shiva that the Father is the one who makes the world new. He says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." That incorporeal Baba has come and is carrying out the establishment of heaven through Brahma. Now remember the Father and the inheritance. You have now completed your 84 births. We are telling you this, but whether you believe it or not is now up to you. These things you say are very good. Only the Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Just explain to them a little, and then move on from there. This is your business. There is no effort in this. You simply have to say, "The Father says, remember me and become soul conscious." Go to the worshippers of Shiva, and then go to the worshippers of Lakshmi and Narayan. Go and tell them the life story of Lakshmi and Narayan. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bat Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become a helper by doing spiritual service with your body, mind and wealth. Give everyone the introduction to Alpha and enable them to have the right to claim their inheritance. Stay in remembrance of the Father in order to become Karmateet before destruction takes place. 2. Become a conqueror of attachment, like the Father. Remove any attachment the soul has to other souls and have love for the one Father. Blessing. May you be loving to God and chase away all problems by remaining aware of the company of the Almighty Authority. The children who are loving to God constantly keep the one they love with them, and this is why no problem comes in front of them. Problems cannot stay in front of those who have the Almighty Authority Father with them. When problems arise, finish them there and then, and they won't increase. Now have birth control over problems. Constantly remember that you have to bring completion close and chase away problems from a distance. Slogan: do not make effort to be loving, but make effort to be detached, and you will automatically be loved. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. From time to time, many types of obstacles come, such as when a good, special student comes under the influence of Maya and becomes anti and creates a disturbance in service. At such times, you do not become afraid, do you? It is one thing to have mercy for them with benevolent feelings, but to come into fluctuation because of that, or to have waste thoughts, is called being shaken. Those who observe the part of every soul with the stage of a detached observer can stay unshakable, immovable, and constant. Om Shanti.